Good morning. Welcome to another episode of Adventures in Companionship with myself, refueling the amazing Dr. Bill Prize. So as we continue with our series, I hope you're tuning in every Monday morning from 3:30. Hope you're tuning in and excited to what, you know, he's going to be putting in some, sharing some wisdom, getting us to, you know, build on that companionship, build on that friendship, that relationship, that area that you are lacking. Welcome, Dr. Bill.
Good day to you, pretty lady on the other side of the microphone.
Oh, thank you.
Refila, thank you so much. You always make me feel so humbled when you introduce me. And I'm wondering how the listeners are feeling right now. Whoever is tuned in and... We hope you're going to pump up the volume because we've made a decision on this side of the microphone. We've decided to show up and then rock and roll.
Oh, yes.
So we're definitely going to give you our best today and hold nothing back. So in our adventures of companionship, wow, we've really walked a journey. It's, I think this is like session 25, somewhere around there.
Yeah.
And in this session, I want to consider together with you, how do we inspire and encourage those with whom we are in companionship with in terms of their mission and purpose? And the question really is, so how do we edify people? How do we build them up? How do we, it's like, you know what? You said the right thing at the right time for me. You showed up at the right moment. You said the right thing.
Yeah.
And saying things right and being there at the same moment, being present in that moment, is how we can inspire people and build them up. Because if we can pay attention to inspiring people, I've discovered in working with leaders, I've coached around about 36,686 one-on-one hours.
Wow.
And there's a guy the other day I read that wrote a book, and he says if you've done anything over and over and over again for 10,000 hours, that means you're a master. And I've got to tell you, after 38,000, I do not feel like a master and a coach. I learn new things every day, and I'm challenged in every way. But I've noticed that when I'm working with leaders, the leaders that really, 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 really make a difference, that matter, the managers, the leaders, are people who esteem others higher than themselves. They have a great respect for people. When you talk to them about their team, they're talking about favorable team, they're talking about their good points, they're talking about the circle of trust and influence that they have the privilege of leading. And so if we're going to think of how do I inspire some of my friends, because let's face it, life is not just about achieving all the time. We do need to be inspired. I'm told that there is a verse in the Bible. I'm just trying to think. Okay, it's in the book of Hebrews. And when you read it, it'll read, there is a cloud of witnesses, a cloud of great witnesses that are cheering you on.
Yeah.
I can remember my first rugby game, and it was my first and my last. So I never played rugby at all in my life, but the head boy, who's my best friend, forced me into this game, and his coaching was quite simple. He said, you just grab the ball, and then you see that post over there. You run to that post, and you make sure you run faster than anybody else so they can't get to you, and then you dive across the line and put the ball down on the other side of the white line. So I said, okay, I've got it. But he forgot to tell me about the opposition, and he forgot to tell me about there's an opposing team that's going to slam you at any given moment, but I grab the ball. And it was inter-house, so we had all the whole school was in the pavilion, shouting and screaming and ranting and raving and with their hamburgers and whatever. And I grab the ball and I run. I just run. And I just ran and ran and ran. And I looked behind me and I saw there's nobody near me. So I just thought, well, just open up now because this is a now your moment. And I open up. And from about 5 meters away from the white line, I do this amazing dive. And I'm in midair and I'm flying like Superman without his cape and underwear. And I'm boom, and I land down on the other side. Only to realize that I scored in my own zone.
Oh, my word. Oh.
I ran in the wrong direction.
Wow.
And the people who were cheering were actually shouting at me saying, turn around, turn around. Oh. And I was feeling so excited. Anyway, that came into the school yearbook, and I became known as a rugby superstar because I scored for the opposite team, and I was their best player. We do need encouragement. Every single one of us needs encouragement. We need encouragement. The King David on one occasion even spoke to himself, and he wrote about it. And he said, soul, why are you so downheartened and downtrodden within me? Hope. Let hope awake. Hope in God.
Mm.
And he was his own encourager. So I want to start off by saying that if you can't encourage yourself, you'll never be able to encourage anybody else.
Yeah, that's true.
And I want to encourage you to become your own encourager. Become, instead of that critic, because 9 out of 10 of us, we've got this critic on the inside of us that we always allow to have his or her say. The critic says, you didn't do good enough, you didn't do well enough, you didn't do that right, you didn't do that at the right time. Oh my goodness, what were you thinking? And we allow the critic to override stuff, steal moments of joy, rob us from expression, rob us from moments of elation and happiness and fulfillment.
Mm.
And so we need to learn to be our own encourager. Another point I think I'd like to remind us about is that we've also got to be wise in what we say and how we say it. I can remember reading the Bible as a teenager, and I read the book of Job, and there was it grabbed hold of me. So it's coming to the end of the story where God has intervened and he's turning everything around now for Job. And then God talks to these friends of Job who came and sat next to him, and I can just imagine who they were. They sat next to him and began to tell him, this is the reason why you're in all this trouble. I don't know how many friends you've got that are like that. They come and visit you and go, this is the reason why you didn't get it right. And this is the reason why God is punishing you. And this is the reason why there's clouds. And this, I'm going, go home. Go to your mother. Does your mother know that you're here? Go away. I'll use all sorts of other words to make you go away. But it was interesting for me that God never forgot them. And you'll read in the book of Job these words, and then God addressed Job's comforters. So we say the word comfort within inverted commas, of course, because how do you comfort someone by telling him how bad they are? And God addresses them and says, I'm also going to catch up with you. When I'm finished with Job, I'm going to catch up with you. And here's what he says. I'm going to catch up with you for all the silly things you said to Job.
Yeah.
Wow. And from that moment as a teenager, I became aware of silly speech. Silly stuff we say, silly things we say. Other people will call it negative. Other people will call it abusive. Other people will call it all sorts of things. But God called it silly. Silly stuff. And we're going to give account of the silly stuff we share with our friends. So we need to be wise and circumspect in our speech, because we're going to realize that there's power in words. We can create stuff in our words. We can create a moment. We can create joy. We can create sadness. We can create guilt. We can create judgment. We can create belittling. And we can confront people and we can manipulate. But, man, it's time for our authoritarian voice to be quietened and to be wise in our speech, so that what we say are apples of gold and silver, and they really mean something very special. Our words need to be encouraging. We need to express assurance. You need to tell your friend, you know what, I believe in you. I believe you can do it. I know that I have got my, if you were a horse, I'd back you. I really would. I'd buy the ticket and say 20-1, 100-1. That's how much I believe in you. Another way we can encourage people is to be quick to forgive and to be understanding. And the most important thing with your friends is zero gossip. Don't gossip about your friends. Don't make them the topic of what you're going to be talking about when they're not no longer there. Respect their presence even when they're not present. That's encouragement. Encouragement means that I can also share knowledge. So if I've learned certain things that have been useful to me, a book or an article, I will share that article with someone. There's a manager that I'm coaching right now that is totally a toxic manager. And I found a beautiful article on toxic management. And I said to him, would you please read this article? And I'm asking you a simple thing. Breathe in and out while you're reading it. And I'd wonder if you could highlight it with a highlighter. And if you could discover, are you anywhere in this article? And then I want you to do a brave thing. Go to two people that know you, give them the article, and ask them the same question. Do you see me in this article anywhere? And coaching is always a moment where revelation happens. And sometimes encouragement is to be able to share good knowledge and reality with people at the same time. Another way to encourage, I think, is to stay humble.
Yeah.
Humility and maturity, they go hand in hand. And we need to dignify people. But they must be secure in themselves. So we mustn't make them secure. They must be secure in themselves. To encourage people is also to be positive about them. And focus on their strengths rather than their weaknesses, and build them up with your encouragement and your affirmation. And then I believe the last thing is just love them. Go, you know, I just love being with you. I love spending time with you. I love you. Dare say it. Because love, true love, is patient. Be patient with them. True love is kind. Be kind with them. True love doesn't envy, so don't envy what they got or what they don't have, or what you have and what they don't have. True love doesn't boast. Don't brag about them or brag about yourself. True love isn't proud, so don't make pride something a part of the conversation. True love isn't rude, and true love is not self-seeking, and it's not easily angered, and it doesn't keep record of wrong, but delights and rejoices when moments of truth show, and always protects and always trusts, always hopes, and always perseveres. In actual fact, Paul the rabbi writes, love never, never, never fails. Everything else will fade and die, but love will remain.
Yeah.
And the way that we can encourage people and to continue to encourage people in our lives is to build them up and to develop them in their lives. It's important to know that we are encouraged to encourage one another and build each other up, just as in fact you're doing. And there was a blessing that was given out in the times of the early church, where they would say, may the God who gives endurance and encouragement give you the same attitude and mind toward each other that Christ had towards those whom he loved. And we need to encourage one another. We need to send quotes. We need to send jokes. We need to find out what it is that this person loves and likes.
Yeah.
And build them up. Because encouragement is part of the process of helping a person become whole and become real as we inspire each other to live a life that's well worth living. It's well worth the while. It's yeah. well worth the effort. How many friends have you got, Rafi, where that encourage you?
Three encourage me.
And how do they encourage you? Differently or the same?
Differently. There's another one when I, like, when I'm sad, it's like, they can take me out for ice cream. The other one would use words of encouragement. The other one would drive from wherever they are to just come see me. So there's one who feels like, you know what, if you're not feeling well, rather not feel well with with some desserts. There's another one who uses their presence.
Yeah.
And then there's another one who feels like encouraging you and you know, telling you scriptures would help.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's the beauty of a friend with good words at the right time.
Yeah.
Is being able to be encouraged. And being encouraged, you kind of regain your strength. You regain your focus. You regain momentum. You regain the direction. And it's almost like get up, dust yourself off, and start all over again.
Yeah.
And that's what it's all about. So I'm hoping and trusting that in companionship, you would do this. And in doing, also that it will be done to you. And it's in giving that we receive.
Yeah.
So I want to encourage people out there today to make today the day where you decide, how can I encourage every single person at work with an email? How can I encourage in every single conversation, in every meeting, someone today? And look what happens when you do it.
Yeah. I believe that can actually help people.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're putting others first.
And it's got to be intentional. Otherwise, yeah. It's never going to work.
Things that are not done intentionally, they never work.
they just drift by.
They do. Even the impact, it's like you don't even understand the impact that it made later on. You're like, was I with this person? What were we even talking about?
my word, yeah.
Thank you so much, family. That is Dr. Bill Price in Adventures in Companionship. Thank you so much. Remember, we are on every Monday morning from 5:30 until 6:30. Remember, you can email him at inspired@drbillprice.com.
It's more than radio. It's a way of life. It is 657 AM.
If you need prayer, please send your request to prayer@radiopulpit.co.za or WhatsApp 067-429-7564 or go to Radio Pulpit website on www.radiopulpit.co.za.
You can now buy your favorite programs and series of the past 38 years on eCompanion, Radio Pulpit's own online shop. Revisit programs by beloved presenters like Justice Chungu, Cecile Burger, Esti Geldenhuys, and Pastor Aaron Jelle. Books and CDs from various authors and artists, as well as Radio Pulpit t-shirts, caps, and other branded products will also be available on eCompanion, your one-stop soul food shop. Visit radiopulpit.co.za and click on shop. T's and C's apply.
You and 657 AM and Life, a winning team on the road to eternity.